Okay, good evening everybody, and welcome to this evening's teleseminar called How to Photoread. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the call this evening. In a few moments from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Matej Sedmak. But before I do, please allow me to share how this call will work this evening, particularly if this is your first peopleyoushouldmeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Matej a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of questions will have actually been submitted in through the peopleyoushouldmeet.com website prior to the call. Now, this call was actually a result of quite a synchronistic series of events. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a breakfast goodbye for my very good friend, Bruce Music, who's actually just moved out to the Caribbean here, and the breakfast was here in London. And at this going away breakfast, Bruce introduced me to quite a few of his different friends, but I really got along incredibly well with two friends of his called Gabe and Jan. And Gabe and Jan both told me to actually check out the work of Matej because he was doing some really, really extraordinary things in the world. And they sent Matej an email. We had a conversation. I was totally inspired and just knew that I had to share his work on People You Should Meet as soon as I possibly could. So this call's actually come about quite rapidly. Now, Matej is actually a living demonstration that anything is possible. At only 25 years of age, he has travelled to more than 45 different countries. He speaks 8 different languages, has authored a best-selling book, and has also run for president of his country in Slovenia. So quite an extraordinary set of achievements for a man the age of 25. So without further ado, it actually gives me great pleasure to welcome to the call our very special guest, Matej. How are you doing there, Matej?
Hey, thank you. I'm great. I'm really great. I'm very honored, you know, like to be invited to this call and to be able to share like the things I've discovered so far with you guys, and like really warm welcome. I feel really welcomed.
Excellent, welcome. Great, Matej. Well, I thought we'd actually just start off with I know the whole concept of photo reading has got many people curious and fascinated, and I was just wondering if you could first of all just describe for people what exactly is photo reading, and then later on I'm going to ask you how you actually came to learn about photo reading. But if you could just start off by sharing what exactly it is.
Yeah, basically, like photo reading is a way how you could get more reading done in a short amount of time and having more fun with it. But it's much more than that. It's a whole paradigm of learning that is very similar to the paradigm of a 5-year-old. So what I actually do with people during the week, and I unlearn them much more than learn them, much more than teach them and unteach them all sorts of stuff that they've learned through the education, so they can discover the natural genius. It's like it's a way to connect your left and right brain hemispheres, and really think, read, and process information with your whole brain.
Great, amazing, and I was just wondering with your own learning journey, did you feel like you personally had to unlearn lots of things that you actually learned during the your years at school?
Oh yeah, a lot. A lot. I'm all about unlearning, you know, but like taking everything away from me that doesn't kind of fit naturally, and then take it away so I can be more like connected with myself and more me.
Great. And you mentioned connecting the hemispheres of the brain. That's something I've always been fascinated by. I was just wondering if you could actually share what it actually means to actually connect the left and right parts of the brain.
Sure. You know, like, have you ever studied any of the neurology? Like the kind of how the brain is structured and so on. I'm not an expert in it, but I know a little bit. Like I had some of the students of my photo reading classes being neurologists and like really knowing a lot about brain and stuff. In a brain, it's incredibly separate, the right and left part of the brain, you know. And there's only one little connection between them, and I believe it's called reticulum Colossum. I'm not sure of the Latin name, but it's like it's a really tiny, tiny bridge in between. And one thing, well, like most people don't have this bridge really well developed. And then, like when they think with the right brain hemisphere, they're usually like a playful, creative, fun, non-linear, lots of non-conscious stuff, like really being like intuitive. You know, that's the right part of the brain. And then when they think with the left part of the brain, they're like really logical, analytical. And then some people are more like left, some people more right brain focused. And then you can really see like how it doesn't really work if you put only one into practice. You kind of need to find a way how to put both together. And then what you need to do certain practices and exercises that can help connect these both two brain parts. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then as you have the better communication between the two, that's where the higher abilities and processes can come into place.
Great. And is it something that anyone can do? Can anyone sort of develop
sure.
this bridge?
Sure, because like we all share the same humanity, you know, and usually like these kind of techniques that like I'm teaching are really like general, you know, every single person that applies them gets something from them.
Great. Now, Matteo, as I mentioned in the introduction, you've had quite an incredible life journey and also like a very fascinating arrival at how you actually came along to engaging with photo reading yourself. And I was just wondering if you could actually give us the whole story of how your life has been quite an incredible adventure over the past few years.
Oh, I'd love to. I love talking about my story. Look, first thing that actually, like, major thing that happened in my life was when I was 19 and I realized that, like, I hate my life. It was unbearable for me. I was reading really slowly. I couldn't learn another language. Like for 6 years, I tried to learn German. I couldn't put five sentences together. I was extremely unhappy. I had no self-confidence, and I had no real idea what I wanted to do in life, you know. But I felt whatever I'm doing something of that other people are asking me to or expecting from me. And then I decided to take a cut in that, like really go on another journey, and I went for a week in silence. And this week in silence, I've written my dreams, what I actually want to do in life. And I've written more than 200 pages of these dreams. And in these dreams, I started writing like I'm 50 years old, like it's 2034, I'm 50 years old, and I've da-da-da-da-da, and I started writing. First, I began with, like, I'm a politician, this. And then I crossed it all off first, and then I said, I'm happy, I'm fulfilled, I love my life, I'm with a great woman who's my partner. And then I just started like describing my whole past and how I went on a trip around the world and how I learned to read really fast, how I started speaking lots of languages, all sorts of stuff. And I was more and more specific in this writing. And then as I came home from France when I was in this week in silence, my life just started, like I just started attracting into my life exactly what either helped me in this journey or really clearly stopped me in this journey. And then I just started taking things that really kind of pulled me forward. And then the first thing I discovered was online I saw the photo reading course. Like first I tried the speed reading courses, and with speed reading, and that's good because it's been a question of one of the audience. One thing that I noticed, I started reading much faster with speed reading. I actually started like training myself in that. The comprehension was really suffering for me because I'm the kind of guy, I really want to go into details and I want to get the whole picture really quickly of really what's going on in the book. And one thing that I started doing, I started reading really fast, but not really following with the comprehension. And then I was really disappointed. I thought I'm really stupid because it's not working for me. And then I found online this course called photo reading, and it was a brash promise, like 25,000 words per minute. And I said, "Yo, that's awesome!" And I ordered CDs and I started listening to them, and I got my first like photo reading experiences. But then I forgot about the reading and learning everything, and I started following my dreams of going on a trip around the world. I told my parents in April 2004. That I'm going to travel around the world with $200, and they almost got a heart attack. My mom was crying every day, you know. My dad was coercing me and manipulating, you know. If you go to this trip, I'm gonna cut you off of my finances. I'm never gonna support you again. And despite all that, like I decided to stand for myself, follow my dreams, and I went on with a big backpack, guitar, $200 on a trip around the world. I went hitchhiking towards Italy, then I went to France, then I went to Spain. Then from Spain, I went to New York. Then from New York, I went hitchhiking all the way down to Miami. And when I was in New York, I was a dating coach. I was playing guitar on the underground. Like I did all sorts of stuff to earn money. And then when I was in Miami, I saw this ad again on the online photo reading course in Atlanta. Da da da. And I was like, wow, I can actually attend the course. So I can actually learn this thing properly. Because I'm the kind of a guy, I don't know about you, Damien, but I need someone who's with me, who I can ask 20,000 questions, who I can see doing something, and then he, like, guides me really, like, with, like, really guides me how to go through the whole method to really learn something. When you give me CDs or books, like, I can learn to a certain extent, but not really to mastery, you know? Mm. And that's where I then ended up on a photo reading weekend. And this was in Atlanta with an instructor called Millicent St. Clair. And this weekend, I don't even remember everything what happened. I went through all sorts of spaces, but on the end, I read the book in less than 30 minutes, and I got more from it than if I read the book, like, word by word, the whole book. And I could talk about the book, and I was so clear that I know almost everything was written there after half an hour. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm a genius. And I literally experienced what a genius I am, and that I'm not really stupid as I thought before I am. And then I went to an instructor, and I asked her, hey, can I do other stuff? Can I learn other stuff with it? And she said, sure. And I said, I want to learn languages, but I'm not really bright for this. And she said, that's not true. That's really made up. You are a genius. You can learn this. And then she told me I can actually learn Spanish in a couple of weeks. And I took this on, and I said, oh, my God, I'm going to take this challenge, and we're going to learn Spanish in 2 weeks. And then I went hitchhiking all the way to San Diego, and then from San Diego I went to Mexican border, and at that time I didn't speak any Spanish. I could say gracias and de nada, and I could say my name is, and I would say where are you going, but that was all. Like, I couldn't, whenever somebody started speaking, I would never understand anything. Wow. And then I started hitchhiking and listening to some CDs and photo reading a dictionary and doing exactly what my instructor told me. And then 2 weeks passed, and I ended up in Costa Rica. I was a peace hiker, and I gave away all my possessions. And from there I went from Costa Rica, went up to Guatemala, Nicaragua, all the way up to Belize. And when I was in Costa Rica after 2 weeks, I didn't speak Spanish yet. But I decided to continue and move on. And then what happened was 4 weeks later, this was 6 weeks altogether, I woke up one morning in Mexico and started speaking Spanish like it was my mother tongue.
Wow.
And this was one of the biggest learning breakthroughs of my life. I couldn't believe myself. Like, I woke up dreaming in Spanish, you know?
Oh.
And I just started, like, speaking Spanish so naturally. And then I went to Cuba. And what happened in Cuba, I was there for 1 month. And after 1 month, I was arrested. You wanna know this story, or should we move on to, like, 40
minutes? No. Like, before we actually go into the Cuba story, I just wanted to chat about actually photo reading the dictionary. Like, that's quite an incredible thing to do, to read an entire dictionary in a foreign language using photo reading.
Yeah.
Was that a difficult thing to do, or was it just once you knew the technique, it was actually quite easy?
Well, it was actually really easy, because, like, what I did was I just turned the pages, you know, like, I just turned the pages and mentally photographed them with my non-conscious mind. And I would just, like, absorb the information without really consciously comprehending them.
Amazing.
You know, like, it's something that I did when I was 5 and 6, you know. I really had this, I just grabbed the book, and I could just, like, turn the pages, and I just had the sense of what the book is about.
Right.
So then on this weekend, I kind of got back to this childlike, you know, natural state. Yay, you know, let me just explore it.
Right.
And then what started happening with this dictionary, I was like, I started seeing the words in front of me, or I started seeing, like it was really easy when I actually looked into the dictionary for a word. It stuck in my mind really, really strongly, like never before in my life.
Wow.
You know? And also I saw that my fluency in language was just like I could even read, so, like, even read in Spanish very quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what was the process to actually learn reading, because speaking, right, I learned through some tapes and stuff. But reading was like was and I and then I started writing in Spanish, and when I came to Mexico, I even wrote a whole like a 16-page thesis on one project that I was doing. Everything in Spanish, and it was written like in immaculate Spanish.
And even started dreaming in Spanish as well.
Yeah, that's what I did a lot afterwards.
Well,
actually, when I went on to Japan, I needed some time to remind myself in English. Especially after I came from Japan then to India, because in Japan I learned Japanese. Then when I was in India, I actually needed to remind myself, like I needed about a week or so to get back to English, you know.
Right.
I was thinking in Spanish and then later on in Japanese. Like I so absorbed myself in a language that I was learning that I started thinking in this language, dreaming this language, talking. Everything was in Spanish when I was in Mexico and Cuba.
Amazing. Now,
yeah.
You've got an incredible story in Cuba. I think everyone on the call would love to hear it.
You know what happened? I was I went hitchhiking all around. Like I fell in love every day. It was really amazing, you know. And I was talking about this peace thoughts that I had, and I was a peace hiker coming into the past. And then I was hitchhiking boats that go to either Venezuela or Panama. And then I ended up in Varadero in one military marine. I didn't know it was a military marine. And I asked the guys like if there is any boat going to Venezuela, and they said no, but show me your passport. And I showed them passport, and they looked, Slovenia, Slovenia, ¿qué país es eso? What country is this? And I said, well, it's a country in Europe and so on. And then they took me to the head officer, and I told him the whole story. And after that, he told me, ¿sabes qué? Eres loco, pero no me parece peligroso. You're crazy, but you don't appear to be dangerous. And then another officer said, where did you learn Spanish? And I said, well, on the road of Mexico, on Carretera de Mexico. And he said, you learned it on the road of Mexico and you speak Spanish better than me? And actually, they thought I'm an American spy.
Right.
And they put me to the jail in Varadero. And then from Varadero, they took me to Havana. And then I was there for 13 days in jail. And then somebody bailed me out, and I ended up in Mexico, and then I continued my trip to Japan. And then in Japan, I learned basics of Japanese enough that I could speak for 2 hours in Japanese. And then from Japan, I went to Taiwan, Singapore. I learned basics of Chinese there. Then I went from Singapore to Thailand, India. Then in India, I learned some basics of Hindi, and I was actually on national television in India, CNN, IBN, speaking in Hindi about my trip.
Amazing.
And then I met Slovenian president in India, and I did lots of meditations, and I was around with gurus and like learning lots of things. And then in March 2006, I came back to Slovenia after this trip.
Wow. Now, Matej, you mentioned a very important word there, peace hiker. And I was just wondering if you could describe for everyone at home, what exactly does it mean to be a peace hiker?
Oh yeah, I created a whole story around it, you know, like what does it mean to be a peace hiker? Like when I declared myself to be a peace hiker, I written the dream for the humanity. Like I've written a document called Dream World 2100, and in this dream world is like a world where people love their lives, you know, they can travel, work, and be everywhere, anywhere in the world they want, like really like a dream world, but accessible or possible, you know, without weapons as well. And then I declared I'm going to give my life to have this future be fulfilled. And inside of that, I called myself Peace Hiker. And then I said that whoever like would be willing to be so daring, it's like to go to the edge of a human experience to really get himself free of everything that is stopping him from the past, and would be willing to commit himself to like create this future 2100 with me, would be a peace hiker. And I imagine there would be peace hikers like from different walks of life, from different backgrounds. Like I was traveling around the world with no money, but that wouldn't be like the only way a peace hiker would operate. But what I created at that time, I said, look, if the humanity is going to sponsor my trip around the world, then I'm going to support the humanity back. So I'm going to give something back to the humanity. And yeah, this was the peace hiker thing.
Amazing.
And then I came when,
And there must have been, what was your biggest challenge on the road, like traveling around with no money? Was there a particular challenge that you found insurmountable or really tested you in a really big way, other than learning 8 different languages?
Oh, Obviously not. I did eventually come around.
Yeah.
It wasn't like everything in my life when I was traveling just really occurred to me just easy and perfect, you know. I wasn't really worried about much stuff. I was like, when I needed a plane ticket, what I needed to do was asking enough people that somebody would say, yes, I'll buy you a plane ticket. When I needed food, you know, was that asking enough people that somebody would say, yeah, I'm going to buy you food. When I needed a place to sleep, you know, it was asking enough people to, like, to have someone host me in their home, you know.
Mm.
And it was just really easy. Or somebody, I don't know, paid for the hotel for me or whatever, like, I was just completely, like, surrendered to the world, you know, and just see what's going to happen. So it wasn't really much challenges. No, nothing really happened that would be really negative, so-called, or something.
Wow. Cause that is
not that I remember. Don't know.
Yeah, that many people actually struggle with is just asking for what they want. And it seems
yeah.
Like you, were you good at asking for what you want before you left?
No, I wasn't.
I
really wasn't. When this crazy idea came into my head, you know, to like not earning any money anymore and to just give away all my possessions, I was so scared and confronted that I was hiding like for days before I would ask anyone for food. I was so starving when I came to the first person asking for burger, you know. And then when I actually asked, and this person was so delighted, you know, that he can like share his meal with me. And it was so awesome, like it was so inspiring for him to see someone like in foreign country with no money, and then when he would offer me money, I would refuse it.
Right.
And people were completely confused, you know, but so inspired, and they kept talking about me to all around until like it came the word to the radio stations, to newspapers, and therefore the reporters came to me and spent days with me with no money and so on. It was really, really awesome.
Wow. So you literally had no money at all. You would never take money.
I literally had nothing. Yeah, I had no emergency money. No.
Right. And you were just relying on the goodwill of other people.
Exactly.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and then, well, just to wrap it up, like in March I came back to Slovenia, and then I did all my exams for this photo reading thing. Like I did them in a couple of weeks, you know. I was so impressed by my ability to retain information and the actual marks that I got, you know, from these exams, that I decided that I want to be a photo reading instructor, because that's going to be my way of helping people to achieve their dreams, you know. At least like I'm going to do it in learning and reading, and then they can support them, like, and I can support them like in whatever way I can, you know. And then I went on and I did a course with 6 people, and inside of this course, like they learned photo reading, they got it, they read the book in 30 minutes, and then I went on and I organized another big course in Slovenia, and then I was flying back and forth to, then I went to America to get certified. It was like an amazing amount of money at the time. I didn't have this money, and I just started like sharing my photo reading with other people, earned the money, and then went to the United States and got myself certified. And then I was flying back and forth to London, you know, and I did some courses, and inside of these courses I met a girl called Emma Ponsonby, and we were like together on the same course. Like I was flying back and forth to Slovenia, and she told me that she wants to like change the fashion industry, she wants to create this big online shopping portal, and she wants to already get all sorts of things. She was so inspiring to me. And then at the same time I said I want to be a president of Slovenia, I want to be change the education of the world. And then we became like really, really good friends, you know, inside of these commitments. And then I was actually running for president of Slovenia. I was actually standing in front of like 50 journalists in Slovenia and said, I'm going to run for president election 2007. And I was one of the youngest candidates ever, I think, in the history of democratic Europe. And then she flew to Slovenia to support me in that. And then we fell in love, and she called me from London 10 days later and told me she wants to be with me. And I called her back 26 hours later, told her I want to marry her. And she said yes. And then I moved everything I had to London, and in 2 weeks' time. And then in 3 months' time, we got married. We opened a company called the One World Corporation. And that's where I had the first photo reading course. And since then, I taught like about 600 people photo reading in UK and Slovenia. And I'm here now.
Wow. Well, I can certainly say you live at 25,000 words a minute. Amazing. Fantastic. And then how was the experience of actually like running for president of Slovenia at such a young age?
It's awesome. Well, Okay, awesome and confronting and scary and amazing, everything. Like, imagine, like, I took this seriously, you know, I didn't take it as just like lightly, you know, and I literally imagined how I would be if I can be responsible for a whole country. And I experienced the amount of burden on me at that time as if I was like a responsible for the whole country. And the kind of thinking, how I got expanded in the thinking, you know, just thinking about it, you know, completely transformed me, I can say. And I really, everything that I did in my life and since then was inside of my game to run next time, to be fully prepared, to build my businesses up, to make a big difference with people, and like create strong foundations around me in everything I do and I am, so I can then be a leader to a country and possibly to even greater entities.
Wow, that's incredibly inspiring. Now, Matteo, everyone at home, I have no doubt, are really curious about the whole process of photo reading, and I was just wondering if you could actually share some insights into the process so people can actually get a feel for how they might start doing it themselves.
Sure. Like, I can share a little bit. Like, one thing that I assume, like, if you're at least a little bit like me, like, you're going to take notes and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to try this, but let's see. Let me try to coach you, okay, inside of this as much as I can. So, like, even if you're not gonna like choose to do any either introduction or course, you can at least like leave with some value, okay?
Sure.
So, look, the whole photo reading is based on the idea of purpose. Like, you set yourself a purpose for what you want to get from the books, and then inside of this purpose, you then use all sorts of techniques that are gonna support you achieving this purpose. But you need to know, if you don't have this strong purpose, or how Napoleon Hill would call it, burning desire, you know, to get from the book, then whatever techniques can be the world-class best technique is not going to make that much difference as it could, you know?
Right.
And okay, there's a five-step system in photo reading. You're all writing it down?
Okay.
So the first step is prepare. So inside of preparation, what you do is you get ready for reading. This means that you change your state of mind from active to learning state of mind. You set yourself purpose, really make sure that you know what you're going to get from the book, and how it's going to support you in your life, and what kind of actions you want to take out of it. And then the second step is preview. And in the preview, you have about 30 to 60 seconds. And in this 30 to 60 seconds, you choose whether you go forward with the book or not. And this choice is really powerful, because you can never make an excuse again, oh, yeah, I have to read this book. God, this person told me, or professor told me. No, because you said you're going to do it. So that's the second step, is the preview. And then the photo reading step is the simplest one. You just flick through the pages. You don't see much. You just trust that your non-conscious mind is going to photograph the pages, and in the whole time while doing that, your conscious mind is going to tell you, what are you doing, you stupid idiot, it's nothing coming in, and your conscious mind is kind of trying to convince you nothing's coming in, and what there is to do is really to say, you know what, conscious mind, thank you so much for sharing, now shut up and let my non-conscious mind absorb. And it's like, it's lots of evidence, you know, like it's really scientifically based, like why you can comprehend information, you can see them in one split of a second, you know. So you flip the pages through, and you basically have the whole book inside of you, and that's the third step. And it takes about 5 minutes altogether, all the first three steps, when you're experienced for the reader. And then the fourth step is post-view. And in this post-view, you ask yourself questions. You survey the book quickly. You just like do whatever it takes for you to be so curious that you can't wait for the fifth step, which is activation. So let me go through first four again. The first one is prepare. Then is preview. Then photo read. Then post view. So these are the first four. Prepare, preview, photo read, and post view. And then the fifth one, the activation, comes after a little incubation. So you take some time to incubate what you were learning. And then you use the activation methods to go through the material in the either fast way or slow way, depends what you need, depends how much time you have, and the activation is completely flexible and up to you how you're going to structure it. And then inside of activation, like on the extra photo reading weekend, I train you how to really like have each of the activation techniques be really powerful, that you can get the most information in the shortest possible time, or that you can enjoy the material as much as you can.
Right. Amazing. And it doesn't, say if someone's always struggled to read quickly in their life, it really doesn't matter that this is something that anyone can pick up.
Yeah, but Damien, it's not even about reading quickly, you know?
Right.
Like the photo reading goes completely out of this paradigm of speed reading, having to read something. It's completely different world.
Right.
You know? And it's like I wouldn't even ask you to like try to read fast. You're on the course, I would actually encourage you to read slow. I would actually encourage you to just read with your natural pace, and then what happens when you start using your non-conscious mind, then the pace automatically goes up, you know, usually.
Right.
I would not say it's not everyone's commitment to read fast. There are people who are retired, who come to my course, who want to get back the love for reading. And then inside of this love for reading, they're surprised because it usually the speed and stuff go up, but they're not interested in it whatsoever. And there are people who are students and entrepreneurs, and they need really, really increase of speed and stuff, and they get that, you know. The whole course really gives you whatever you're committed to and whatever your purpose is.
Great. Just to recap for people who are taking notes at home, it's a 5-step process.
Yeah.
If I've got it right from my notes,
yeah.
Number one is preparation. So setting a very clear intention for what you want to actually get out of a book. The second step is previewing the book, and that's carried out within 30 to 60 seconds. So actually flicking through the book and seeing if the content looks as if it will help you to achieve your intention.
Yeah, like you don't in this stage you don't flick through the book.
Okay.
It's a different strategy. Like you create a strategy for the preview. Like I would obviously give you one on the weekend how I do it, but then you create your own strategy. So in 30 to 60 seconds you can make a choice.
Okay, great. So that would be good if you're in a bookstore, whether you actually want to read that or not.
Okay, it's a money saving technique.
Great. then the third step is to actually photo read. And that's just having a split second on every single page, so your unconscious mind has an opportunity to take in the information that's on the page.
Yeah.
Okay, and then step number four is the post view, where you actually survey the book. And is that when you interrogate or ask questions of what you've actually learned?
Yeah. In this post-view section, you're in intentional conversation with the author. You're almost debating and arguing with him, so much so that you're so intrigued into what kind of information they're going to be in the book that you can't wait for the activation.
Great. Which is step five.
Yeah.
Excellent. So hopefully that gives people a good feel for the process at home.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's good, like, even if you use this in whatever, like, everyday reading, you know, just if you apply these principles to actual reading, it feels so natural, you know?
Mm.
Even if you're not going to, like, be a master at photo reading or whatever, but it's just so natural. It's like most kids would do with books, you know? It's really, really natural.
Mm. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, as I mentioned earlier on, Matei, we have lots of questions come in from all over the world, and I might actually ask a few of those now.
Yeah.
And we've got a question here from Phil in Sweden. And Phil asks, "Hey, Matei, I tend to read books I care about the most slowly, books about spiritual things and enhancing my life. My fear is that if I read so quickly, I would not really absorb the information in the books I read. Can you really retain the same amount of information by reading so quickly?"
Hey, one thing that happened, I read one of the Eckhart Tolle's books by photo reading, and it took me about 5 minutes to photo read it, and then about 15 minutes to activate it. And one thing that you get with photo reading, you don't only get the information. Like, and by the way, there's no rush in photo reading. You can, in the activation step, you can take 7 hours if you want, you know, with the book. Like,
right.
It's really up to you. And it's not necessarily mean that you'd go, like, really fast. You might go really slow and kind of chew every word. but the result, because of the photo reading step and the other steps, is going to be incredibly enhanced, you know, and whatever amount of time you're going to spend is going to be like 3 to 5 times more efficient than usual time. But okay, back to my example, it took me about 15 minutes to read through the book, and I started speaking differently straight after I read this book. I was watching myself and think, what's happening with me? Because I was in the middle of the introduction, you know? And I started talking about ego and about, like, whole philosophy. I was having, like, it's my own thoughts, but were really strange thoughts, you know? Were not usual thoughts. And I experienced the kind of peace and serenity and everything that he was later on, as I checked more through the book, like, was later describing about. And it was really weird how I got the entire book in such a short space of time and got incredible value from it. And I am sure that if I read it in my old ways, you know, like really trying to get as much as possible, remember the information, I would miss the whole point. Because the whole point was the message behind the book, which I got in 15 minutes.
Wow. And then that was the book, The Power of Now.
It was the next one. It was the... say a couple of titles.
Was it the A New Earth?
The Red Book, yeah, The New World, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Amazing. So literally within 15 minutes you were speaking from the ethos of the book.
Yeah, I was. And one thing, like, I'm not pretending that I'm an expert at the book, you know. Like, to be an expert at the book, I would need at least, like, maybe an hour or two, you know, to actually really, like, in 15 minutes block, I would go as far and as deep into the book that I'm satisfied and say, you know what, I'm an expert enough. Mm. Knowing that I will never get everything from the book, especially from such books that are really deep and carry so much message in it, you know. You probably need to spend dozens and dozens of hours to really become a real expert that you could teach from these books and so on. But I could say that, like, in 1 to 2 hours, if you give me the book for 1 to 2 hours, I can be regarded as an expert in that. People who have been reading the book for weeks, they say, "Whoa, what's that? You know, where did you get this from?"
Mm.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not like a bright kid or something. Like, obviously, I was pretty good at school and so on, but I was never really remembering everything or being really, really, really bright, you know.
Right.
So it's not really for bright people. It's just about using your mind a different way.
Great. Okay, excellent. Now, this is a question from Tara in the United Kingdom. And Tara asks, I've tried photo reading and cannot get my eyes to defocus. Have you got any tips? Mm. I've never been able to do a magic eye picture either.
Okay. Tara, if you have any kind of disorder in your eyes, that like either you wouldn't see clearly or you'd be a little bit what's the English word, cross-eyed?
Cross-eyed
or something? Yeah, you will probably never see this three-dimensional vision, you know. But if you're not, like if you can see other things normally, then I would say for some people it takes time. And one thing that really works is when you're not attached to it, you know, that you're not like really kind of, I have to, that you're kind of just playing with it. And as you're playing with it, what you can do is like you can bring the book all the way through your nose. Then slowly, like as you have the book at your nose, you know, touching your nose, you can't help but seeing the third page. And by the way, I'm talking a jargon. I'm talking a kind of jargon that you get after you do the photo reading course or the photo reading CD series, you know. And for others, just like hang on a little bit. It's just for Tara right now. So you have the book at your nose, and then as you take the book slowly away from your nose, like really slowly, and have your eyes relaxed and playful and curious attitude, you know, you start seeing the page, like the third page in between, and then as you move the book a bit further away, all the way to the table, then practice that you keep this vision. And then just simply practice it. Even like when you walk through the streets of London, just like try to see as broader picture as you can, you know, with your eyes, as broader focus.
Mm. Great.
So I think I did answer the Tara's question.
Okay, excellent. That's a great question, Tara. This one's from Vic in South Africa, and we sort of spoke a little bit about speed reading before. But maybe we can go into a bit more detail here. And Vic from South Africa asks, how does photo reading compare with previous methods of speed reading, e.g. from Tony Buzan?
Yeah, the only comparison I can see is the word reading and nothing else.
Right.
Like I've done speed reading courses myself. I'm like trained in speed reading. It literally has nothing to do with each other. Like I'm not an expert in speed reading, so I can't like say, oh, photo reading is better, whatever. What I know that what photo reading offers is like integration of your mind, of the non-conscious and conscious mind. It's not about using your eyes to move faster. While speed reading, and it might be like beneficial to many people, but speed reading is mostly focusing on like moving your eyes faster, then try to keep your focus so you can take enough words. But in my opinion, when you go above certain speed, the comprehension inevitably suffers. That's what I see. Like you can imagine where the words are in between when you go really fast through it, but it's a quite a good chance that you're going to be making it up.
Excellent. That's certainly my experience of photo reading. Oh, sorry, I'm speed reading. I'd actually try it, and I actually found my comprehension would go down massively, and I'd end up rereading back at my slow pace just to try and comprehend what I was trying to get into my mind so quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, this one's also from someone in South Africa. It's from Sherry, and this one is about age. And Sherry asks, does this method apply to every age group, even older folk? So does it really matter how old you are when you actually approach
folks? Yes, completely. I'm so inspired when I have like 76-year-old people, you know, on the course. It's just such an inspiration because they're getting so much from it. And they get like rekindled, you know, this childish and childlike passion for reading. And for they really get how smart they actually are. And it's not like wherever you are in life, the photo reading course is going to take you like a step further. And then if you're going to retake the photo reading course, it's going to take you a step further. Because the whole weekend is like an inquiry into what's possible with reading and learning. And then wherever you are, this inquiry is going to support you to move like a step further, you know. And you will never be at the end and you say, okay, now I don't have to ever do anything about my reading and learning anymore. It's not at all, you know. But you get the gist. Like wherever you are in life, it's going to free you up of some things that you thought about reading and learning, so you can be even more free and even more expressed and happy and efficient, especially with reading. So definitely for old folks, definitely.
Great. And what about young kids? Would you actually recommend these techniques for kids at school to accelerate their learning process as well?
Yeah, I would. They need to be a bit adjusted, though, because it still needs to be some kind of method of how to actually teach them to recognize each symbol, you know, of the letter and then the word. I just think that it shouldn't stop there, you know, that you got to move on from there, because most people stay at the like third grade of reading ability. But what my experience with kids were that they got the method really quickly because they've been using it since like pretty recently, you know, and they can recall of this curiosity that they experienced with reading when they learned it for the first time, you know, and if it's incorporated together with the regular study, I think it works brilliantly with kids.
Brilliant. So the whole aspect of curiosity is a real important element. In actually being able to photo read effectively.
It is, and the childlikeness as well.
Great. Awesome. Okay, that's excellent. Now, this one is from Al in Serbia. And Al asks, what are the, like, you're actually learning Arabic now. And Al asks, so what are the day-by-day steps you are personally taking to learn Arabic in 3 months?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to share this with you because it's a little secret because I'm testing some things, you know, and like really finding the most efficient and effective method. Okay. And I'm combining all sorts of steps and like creating things. But at the same time, as I'm doing that myself and I'm I'm learning, it's my third day of learning Arabic today, and I had my first conversation with someone in the shop in Arabic, and he said, your accent is so brilliant. And I was like, oh, because I thought I was doing really badly, you know, like when I'm learning, although like I enjoy it, I always like I'm very, I really want to be an expert really quickly, you know. And then I'm like, you know what, I'm too slow, it's going too slow, my mind, you know, come on, speed up, you know. And then when I was actually speaking to them, I was like, whoa. But I'm not going to share exact steps of what I do. I also coach people in specific language. For example, somebody, I'm not going to say his name because, like, you could recognize his name. He's training at the moment, like, he's helping rebuilding the Palestinian state, and he's a British citizen. And with training leaders to how to actually take over the future of their country. And he needed to learn Arabic really fast. And he came to me and said, look, can you help me? You know, like, I need a method, I need a coach to support me in learning Arabic really fast. And I take this on, and I we created a project, and actually, like, he's now on his third day of Arabic as well. And he's doing even better than me. And So I do offer this, like, personal coaching with people, but I'm not going to share you all the secrets on this call.
Okay, cool. And in terms of the languages that you have learned, which one did you find most challenging? Do these techniques work for all languages, or are there some that are easier than others?
Well, at the moment, I'm finding the most challenging Arabic.
Right.
I've never found any language as challenging as this one. Oh, my God. I'm thinking, how did I commit? I'm going to learn this in 2 months, you know? Oh, my God. But when I remember back, it was the same with Spanish. You know, the first 2 weeks, I thought I'm going nowhere. And then it was the same with Japanese. The first, like, week and a half to 2 weeks, I thought I'm learning nothing. And it's like the language learning is a process that you've got to be confronted to the point that you think you're learning nothing.
Right.
And knowing that kind of relaxes me, that I know, okay, this space is going to come again, I know. and that's how I coach people as well, you know, when they get on the learning language. I said, you know what, you're just going to do what I say, I will tell you to do. You're not going to question it for the first month. You're not going to assess yourself, you know. You're just going to enjoy the process, play with it, and just be confronted.
That sounds like it would be the most challenging for people. Just with their rational mind actually jumps in and tries
to
convince them that it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you lose the system and then the language learning doesn't work.
Right.
And I would say that most people, like, even with some really efficient language programs, they struggle because they don't follow the system, because they start relying on their own thoughts and feelings.
Right.
And that's why I think it's so important to have a language coach, you know, someone who can powerfully hold you to account, set a structure for you, have calls with you every week, make sure that you're doing your homework, doesn't let you get off the hook, that you're actually paying him for holding you to account, showing you the best system, and just really trusting him.
Great. Excellent. That sounds awesome. Now, this question actually comes from Colin, who's in Canada. Does Mate have any advice for learning song lyrics? I'd like to install the lyrics of hundreds of songs, or perhaps even thousands. Is that possible to remember the songs?
It's like literally from all over the world. We have listeners from everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, people from everywhere.
What sort of timings are there? Like, in the United States, must be about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in Canada. Then
it depends on the West Coast or the East Coast. I think the West Coast is maybe 8 hours behind.
Wow.
And the East Coast maybe 5.
I'm really amazed. And the thing is, anyone like in the middle of the night listening to us right now?
Possibly in Australia or New Zealand. I think could be early in the morning.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, what I would say, memory. Memory is really simple thing, you know. It's about constructing things and then reconstructing them again. So when you construct them, you got to construct them well enough that you're gonna easily reconstruct them afterwards. Your memory is never gonna be perfect, and you're never gonna be a Rain Man. You're just not, you know. Just forget about it, and just really have your memory as being imperfect and have it be perfect like this. But in terms of techniques and tricks, well, Greeks used mnemonics. Have you ever heard of mnemonics, Damien?
No, I haven't.
Mnemonics is like a way of tricking your mind to remember more information at the same time and easier. So mnemonics works on a method of like connecting with associations or with numbers or with different things that you already know. Okay, and with learning the text, what works for me is connecting. Like, okay, let me put this aside. That's another information mnemonic. So what I would do with text, with lyrics, is you first listen to the lyrics and just listen to it first once, and then once try to write it down what's written and try to like whenever you can't hear something, just leave it blank and then continue writing it down and rewriting until you kind of have your version of the song, and then compare it to the actual lyrics and then see like where you made mistakes and so on, and then try it out like yourself, like either sing it or say it, you know, and then check it out with what we've written. And then listen to it again without anything, and then listen to it, and then try to sing along, and like in this, like if you're gonna follow this system, and obviously like customize it to yourself, if you're gonna follow this system, you have a pretty good chance of learning very quickly. But one thing, you gotta have a system, you know. Don't rely on your feelings, how you feel to learn at certain times. Your feelings have no direction that's gonna really take it towards efficiency. You got to either have a coach system or a self-discipline if you want to learn lots of things in a short space of time.
Great.
That's my opinion.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to squeeze in one more. And this question is actually from Cajun in the United Kingdom. And Cajun asks, what's the best way to learn if the subject is technical like tax?
If subject is technical, like
if it's like a technical subject such as tax, income tax, or
Tax. All right, I think, like, be honest with you, I think that the best bet to learn how to learn the subject is to actually come on the photo reading weekend, because we deal with this in about two three hours. I explain you like the whole system, how you can become an expert in certain subjects. I don't think I would have the capability of giving like a quick advice and then be like Dr. Phil, you know, just do
right.
that, say this, da da da, and it doesn't really work this way. But where to begin? Okay, begin with a really strong purpose, and then begin being playful about the subject, and read the books about mind maps, do mind maps about it, and just resolve yourself to be an expert, like not to pass an exam, but have your purpose be to be an expert.
Right.
Like, I'm not sure, I hope that's making some difference, but it's so taken out of the context, you know, of like the whole training, but I'm just like throwing it in and hoping that like this person is going to like go to someone or like talk to someone who's already successful in that, and to take these things like on, you know, and like have a coach or something like that you do it in combination with some kind of like bigger context, you know, it's going to support you.
Okay, so it is possible for people who are studying more complex things to really accelerate their learning.
Definitely, these are the most delicious projects, you know. When somebody calls me and says, "Oh, I have 50 books to read," it's like, yes, you know, awesome. That's the kind of students I want to have that are really like have high at stakes, you know, like I want to learn so much.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, Matei, we're coming to the end of the hour, and look, you certainly awakened a great excitement in me for expanding my learning capabilities this evening, and I'm sure that you've done that as well for people at home, and also I guess your thirst for adventure and being alive to this human experience will have no doubt had a deep impact on people. And I was just wondering for people who are on the call who would actually like to take this further, I know that you're running some courses here in London very shortly, and I was just wondering if you could actually share how people could participate in those courses and also how they can stay in touch with you and the work that you do through your company.
No, I'm not going to share this with you. Now you're on your own. You had this call, that's it. I'm kidding. Okay, so the first thing, like for those all those from like Canada and South Africa, you know, like fly into London tomorrow and come to the free photo reading introduction. Like, so tomorrow, that's Thursday, 30th of July, and then on Wednesday, 5th of August, and on Tuesday, 11th of August, I'm going to run the like it's a £10 introduction to photo reading, where you learn like the basics of photo reading, and I'm actually gonna work with you on the book of your choice, so you can increase your reading there and then. So you can see that that works, you know, so you can be really confident that's something that you want to take on as a whole weekend. And what we created, like a special promotion for this call, is that every single Londoner, or those if you're going to fly from over as well, you can have this evening for free. And Damien is going to send you the promotional code where you can actually put it in and get it for free. And then, though the places are limited on this tomorrow, so do it quickly. And then, for the actual weekend course, like those of you who would really want to take this further and want to have like the cutting edge best photo reading course in the world, I would suggest you to do the weekend either on 8th and 9th of August or the weekend on 19th and 20th of September. So that you book your time out and write like on your calendar a massive reading and learning breakthrough where I'm going to learn how to learn a new language in 3 months. And like I'm actually going to teach you this on the photo reading course itself. And the price is usually £490. We have like a crunch offer, a crunch special now for £390 because of the economic circumstances many people are in. And yeah, those of you who really want to take it further, you know, and become experts in photo reading, I would suggest you to actually just book on the weekend. Should I tell our website?
Yeah, you can share your website as well.
Yeah, you can check it out at www. dot onelearningsolutions.com. Once again, www. dot onelearningsolutions. This is one as a word, onelearningsolutions.com. And there you have the information. You can book on the course and yeah.
Great. Awesome. And what sort of breakthroughs have you seen with people that you've actually had on your workshops or have come to you for personal coaching? What's been the most
Oh,
inspiring breakthrough?
one thing I really loved was one woman who came on the introduction, like this £10 one, and she expanded her reading by 13 times in a space of 1.5 hours, and she
Wow.
couldn't believe herself. She was like, "Oh my God." That's one thing, and another one that I clearly remember was an Oxford student, and she came to me and said, "I have about 60 books to read for the next exam," and I was like, "Holy!" And then she began with a reading test with 3 pages that she read in 3 minutes, and she couldn't really comprehend much, and she needed to reread them, and then by the end of the weekend, she has read 38 pages in 3 minutes. And she had higher recall than in the beginning with 3 pages.
Wow.
So these are a couple of breaks, but then there are breakthroughs of people are just like they're on all sorts of levels, you know. Some people have breakthrough in their spirituality and like really trusting their non-conscious mind and their higher power. Other people have a breakthrough in like pure productivity. There are people who have breakthrough in money making, you know, because they are now exposed to so much information they can literally go out and do business, be confident with information. There are people who got like all sorts of vectors. Like there's a woman who started sleeping soundly after this photo reading course because she
Wow.
finally got relaxed about all the information. Because what you deal with in the weekend is with this information overload, you literally disappear it. There's no overload anymore, and you can
Wow.
go home like really free. You're like, oh, you can finally breathe, you know, with all this information you have available.
Excellent. 'Cause that must be one of the biggest challenges that everyone's really confronting day to day at the moment, just with the information coming through so many different sources. It's
Yeah.
very easy to see people getting overwhelmed with trying to keep up with it all.
Yeah, completely. And that's why we are here, like a fireman for overwhelm.
Well, thank you so much, Mate, for actually sharing your experience this evening. Like I've certainly grown tremendously just tuning into your enthusiasm for life and your sense of adventure and actually going after the things that you dream about. And it's certainly been very, very inspiring for me to be on the call this evening, and I have no doubt it's been very inspiring for other people as well. So I just wanted to take this opportunity just to acknowledge you for living your dreams and for taking big steps out in the world and, just meeting every challenge and rising to meet it. Really,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. Look, and I'll take this opportunity to also thank you and acknowledge you for being such a great connector and such a great listener, because of your attention and listening and really like real sense of what people need, you took from me things that even I was surprised, you know, that I said and gave to people. So I really want to thank you and acknowledge you. I think you're really amazing, and what you're doing here, like, I fully wholeheartedly support it, and I think it's really great. And I'm gonna keep recommending you amazing people that I meet on the journey to have a conversation with you.
Cool. Thank you, Mete. I guess I've just got one final question for you, actually, before we finish off. Like, you've squeezed so much life into 25 years. What possibly lies ahead for you now?
Wow, that's a really good question. Well, what's ahead of me is bringing this company, One Learning Solutions, into a multi-billion, multinational company who's going to make a lasting and massive impact in how people are learning languages and how they're reading. And to, by the end of 2010, bring this company to be the Europe's, if not world's, leading reading and language training development company. And that's one thing on the business side. Then another is like start other businesses, and like I have lots of ideas in mind, but because I'm so passionate about business, as you can see, I love business, you know. And another thing what I'm up to is running for president of Slovenia again. And inside of me being a president of Slovenia, rewrite the future of the country. So like see whatever was there in the past of the people of the nation that was stopping us from really fully expressing us as a nation, then really create the kind of future that everybody in Slovenia would be inspired by. And because it's such a small country, it's 2 million people, we can really bring this like a new vision, like a fresh attitude, something that would bring like a fresh energy to the world. And then on a bigger picture, what I'm committed to is that we together, like as nations, as people, as leaders, create the world that works for everyone. And this through business, through education, through politics, through economics, you know, creating new economics and political systems, really create things that are working not only like for some people, but for literally everyone. So that's like the bigger future that I'm. And then inside of that, also a family with my wife and training lots of people and empowering people to live their dreams. So there's a couple of things lying ahead.
Awesome. That is amazing. I wish you very well with that, Mete, and just want to thank you once again. Also, just want to thank everyone at home for actually participating in this magical forum called People You Should Meet. It's inspiring to receive your questions every single week, and certainly we've had some great questions come in this week as well from all over the world. So I just wanted to thank you for taking the time for making and contributing to this call and making it a very rich learning experience for us all. Also, for people who would like to listen to this recording again, it will be made available for free on the People You Should Meet website first thing tomorrow morning. So if you would like to listen to it again, or if you have a friend that you know would absolutely benefit from really connecting with these accelerated learning principles and also Mate's story, by all means, take that step forward and actually share this material freely. Be very generous with this material because it may actually change someone's life forever. The other thing to be aware of, the People You Should Meet program now is breaking for August, for summer break here in the UK. I'm personally going off for a one-month trip to the Greek islands to rejuvenate and hopefully read some books very, very rapidly now. But so our next show will actually be on the first Thursday of September. So do watch your inboxes for future information about the program. In the meantime, there's a whole series of recordings, an archive of 2 years of inspiring speakers that you can connect with and listen to. So I do encourage each and every one of you to flick through the archives and connect with the incredible, powerful teachings of the people that we've had on the program so far. Great. So that's it for this evening. Thanks once again, Matej, and thank you everyone at home.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great evening.